Tom McAllister speaking, and it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce one of the most fabulous characters I have ever met. His name is Herb Parsons, and he represents Winchester and Western, and he has one of the greatest backgrounds of any man of his type I've ever met. Herb, first of all, I'd like to have you tell me just a little bit about yourself. How long have you been on the road traveling for Winchester and Western?
Well, I've been on the road about 25 years. Then we have a big crowd expecting out there. Well, I intend to shoot about 12 guns, 52 different ways, approximately 800 times in 55 minutes. And as you know, Don, this is a free exhibition, and I wish you'd come over. And if you don't like it, why, you can get your money back. It's free, you know, you see.
I'll certainly be happy to try coming and getting my money back.
Friday afternoon, I'm going to look forward to seeing all the sportsmen and all the fellows out, and I especially want to invite the mothers and dad to bring the boys and girls, because I hope I say one thing to make them a little bit better shot, a better sportsman, and a little careful with the guns, and safe handling of the guns and rifles, and all that is summed up into this free exhibition. Some people call it trick shooting. Trick is to fool or deceive. I will not do either. I will shoot standard Winchester guns and standard ammunition, and everything I'll do after I leave, with a little practice, you might be able to do the same shot.
Now, we're going to come back and talk to you a little bit about this marksmanship later on. Now, one of the other things for which this man is famous, and certainly he deserves it, is calls, animal calls and bird calls. Right in front of us now on our little green recording desk, he has an array. I wouldn't begin to name them, frankly, because I wouldn't know how. What do you have over
Don,
there?
Don, I have about six different calls. Namely, first would be a crow call. At this season of the year, there's lots of crows in Florida. They're enjoying a vacation, getting ready to go north and destroy lots of game bird eggs all over the United States, especially ducks and geese. And right here in Florida, where you have turkey, the worst enemy that a turkey can have is a crow. Once he finds a nest, he will continue to carry each egg away every day until he's eliminated every egg. And a crow lives to be about 60 years old, so when you kill 10 crows, that's 600 years. Let's see how an old crow sounds. And I use a crow and a hawk at the same time, both calling together, then you'll have both in. But the crow is what we're after. And Don, this little hawk caller, you can always tell how a hawk is flying. If he sounds like this, he's coming through the timber or the woods. If he's sitting on a limb, he'll... And in the nesting season, all that is the way that a hawk goes or sounds or calls at the respective time. And a crow call or any other type of caller, you never blow it. You push the air through your caller. Through your diaphragm, no animal makes their noise out of the mouth. You never saw a cow swell its jaws out, or a dog with its jaws out, anything like that, and even a duck or goose, the air is pushed through. And so with a little grunt in your crow call, you get the sound effect that is pushed from the diaphragm in both duck and crow.
Let me ask you this question, Herb. This array of calls you've got here, are these made special for you?
No, they're just regular stock calls. And by the way, it happens to be that a good friend of mine in Louisiana makes a goose call, and Tom Turpin in Memphis makes a crow call. Lynn Benford in Brownville, Tennessee makes the duck caller, and P.S. Olt makes the squirrel caller, which is the next one I pick up. You know, a squirrel is a pretty smart little animal, and a red squirrel and a fox squirrel is the same. Then a gray squirrel. A red squirrel hits the side of a tree, he'll... And all of a sudden, he kind of cuts it off a little bit fast, and he'll... That gray squirrel is on the other side, you see. So a gray squirrel and a fox squirrel, they have lots in common. And by the way, Don, Friday afternoon, I'll have my loudspeaking system on my new station wagon, and we go play some of those call records there. Those that like to learn how to call, well, they can just sit out there and listen. It might be of interest to some of the sportsmen.
You mean there's a record available of these calls?
Yes, a record available of how to call crows, how to call ducks and everything, and we'll have it right on the machine there, and they can hear it for their own pleasure, we hope.
Certainly there should be an establishment somewhere where these calls and perhaps later on the record would be available.
Yes, learn how to call. That's the main thing. After all, the best way to call is getting your car or room and you hear exactly what you do wrong, which means another call here. One of the smart birds we have up in Tennessee, I happen to be from Somerville, Tennessee, and I hunt a few geese, pardon me, on the Mississippi River. an old goose some morning. She'll come down the sandbar and he'll... Now, this call here happens to be a handmade call from a friend of mine in down in Louisiana. So you can see that everywhere you go, someone has a perfect way of imitating something else. Here in the Everglades and down in Florida here, and a few in Mississippi and Tennessee, but they are being very scarce. But I understand they're coming back in lots of localities, and that's the turkey. A turkey seems to me like that the calling season is always when there's lots of mosquitoes around. And I think there's no finer field day for mosquito than to find a turkey hunter, because once you move, the turkey is gone. So mosquito gets up in your eyes, and you have to blow him off or do the best way you can. But the once you knock him off, no tom turkey. But how do we call a turkey? A turkey, what we call them, we use the same technique that you walking down the street, the little feminine voice.
Hello, Doc.
That results is of you turning around. Even though the wife's along, you'll peep right over your shoulder. So we give the same technique on the tom turkey, a little feminine voice. She says, well, we're not after the hen turkey, we're after the gobbler. And he answers back in this romantic tone, something kind of like this. It might be a week, it could be a month, but I think those who know turkey hunting might say, well, he doesn't know anything about calling turkeys. You're exactly right. The only way to call a turkey is to only give three yips, kind of like this. And you can hear it a long ways, never over four. And sit down and stay there. Don't be in too much of a hurry, Don.
Of course.
Takes lots of patience. Takes a Tennessean, a real rebel, to hold in other words, I'm no hurry, so why should I call in a hurry? So just sit there and let nature take its course.
Of course, one of the things we all have to remember on an exhibition like this, that there are two things. One of them is imitating him.
The second, patience.
And calling him.
Sure, patience is right. That's right. Now, Don, we come up to the next question here, the call that I like the best. The reason I respect this call is because I've always wanted to win the World Champion Duck Calling Contest. And I entered it exactly 13 times, and that was my lucky number. I have won the International twice and the World Champion twice. As you know, the International is at Crowley, Louisiana, and the National or the World Champion is Stuttgart, Arkansas. Dizzy Dean and I have been emceeing this contest, and next year, Annie Devine and I plan to emcee the duck calling contest, the World Championship, at Stuttgart, and I would like to see a contestant from Florida to come in. All you have to do is to come up there and say, I'm from Florida, I represent Florida. We'll put you up on the stage there, and you'll get to call with the rest of the states in the Union. Last year, I think we had about 37 states represented, but no one from Florida. So let's one of you Florida good shooters or hunters get out the old duck caller, learn how to call, and come on up to Stuttgart and enter the World Championship.
Afternoon, you can talk some of these Seminole County boys into
it. Yes, that would be a good deal. Get them a good duck caller there, and it's a wonderful experience. And we have timber shooting up at Stuttgart, Arkansas. And as you know very well a moment ago, Don, as we was talking about hunting, and as I told you that 400 or 500 ducks is nothing light in 35-40 feet of you, that sounds like a lot of ducks close by, but they do exactly that. They'll hit the wings on your lapel of your coat or your sleeves of your coat or your elbows if they're sticking out behind a tree. The water's about ankle to knee deep, and you can really feel them. They're not fat. And when I ask you if that big drove of ducks came in and lit so close to you, if you would shoot them swimming on the water, and you said, no, I just wait till they stop, I think that you have the right spirit there, boy, of filling up the ice box. And at the same time, the game warden would certainly get you, because I really don't think you could shoot through that bunch of duck. Let's you'd kill 35 or 40.
It's a
beautiful sight to see all those mallards, nothing but mallards coming in there in those trees, breaking off those little twigs and falling in. It sounds just like a roar or thunder. And every one of them, when they hit the water, they begin to talk to each other. You can hear about 10,000 ducks there in about 300-400 yards, and that's a lot of ducks, but that's still right. And they're all talking themselves and discussing what they had for dinner, the different parts of the rice country, and that's where your shooting starts. You just hit on the blind, and they all get up, and then you can just pick out the greenhead. But suppose we were out there and want to call a duck. What is duck language? It's merely talking to a person. If a duck is close by, you call to him in a slow or easy manner. If he's way away, you give him what is known as a comeback call. If he passes by you, then you come back and kind of a please, please come back. You beg for him to come back in. But if a duck is way away, in other words, 300, 400, 500 yards, then you want to give him what is known as a highball call. It doesn't exactly sound like ducks, but it just merely gives them the idea that there's lots of ducks there. Then his curiosity comes by close enough for you to call him. Let's give a little highball. Of course, then you use your mating call. That's when they're sitting on the water. But when you go up to call the contest, you have to imagine you see a drove of ducks coming about 300 or 400 yards. Circle them around 3 times, promise them some warm water, set them down, and let nature take its course. There's a $1,000 bond waiting for the lucky winner who wins this prize. And when I would get up there, my heart would be in my mouth, and I would just imagine I could see those ducks. Shut my eyes and think of two things, ducks and the judges. And this might be for the judges and not too much for the ducks, but this is about the way it sounded. My call lasts 1 minute and 18 seconds. I won't do quite that much tonight because we've just had dinner, and we'll just do about a 45-second one. And so here's about the way it should sound. I think the finest way in the world to bring back our number of ducks done is everyone to get a duck caller, because you'll certainly run away many more than you ever call in. So get out a duck caller, and let's conserve our national supply of ducks.
Thank you very much, Herb. Ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned he was one of the most fabulous characters I've ever known. There you have just a little bit of what you folk will have an opportunity of observing Friday afternoon.
That's this week, of course.
That's right, this
Seminole
Friday afternoon.
Seminole Sportsman's Show, that's right.
You know, this man has a great opportunity in driving, which he does a great deal from town to town, to think and do a little bit of thinking about the youth of our country. And I'm going to let him close this broadcast with about 30 seconds.
Don, I want to especially invite the boys and girls out to our shows. I think the finest way in the world to combat juvenile delinquency is to hunt and fish with our boys and girls. Because if you hunt with your boy today, you'll avoid hunting for him tomorrow. It's nice when you hunt with him. It's a heartache if you have to hunt for him. You show me a good hunter, a good sportsman, and I'll give you a good American. You never forget your motor. You never forget your rod and reel. Do you forget your boy or girl? Make a companion of that boy. It'll pay big dividends. And after all, when it's all said and done, there's nothing more important than our boys and girls of America today. May I do one thing Friday afternoon to make your boy or improve your boy or girl a better shooter, a better sportsman, and as a better American.
Thank you so much, Herb Parsons, Winchester, and Western. Thank you so much for taking time out, Herb, to make this radio broadcast, this recording.